talking about the heathen in verse 32, says eagerly seek. Literally in the Greek, it says they seek it with all their might. Unregenerate people are literally totally consumed in material gratification. They don't have any other resource. It's all up to them. They go after it with a vengeance. How different Christians are to be. Been reading, I mentioned this to you, been reading and continuing to read the biography of William Carey. And William Carey went to India with his wife and his children, and he found himself in a very remote part of India outside of Calcutta with no food, no shelter, no nothing, and really no money to buy anything. Never wavering in his faith, he just watched God supply and supply and supply and supply. And first it was a little lean-to shack to live in. It was very uncomfortable and very difficult for his beloved wife and their children. One, a relatively young one, just born before they left. And it was about a five-month journey on a ship to get there from England. And then things began to turn and they began to cultivate the ground. They found a new place and they began to grow food and it flourished. In fact, he was so good, a botanist, he was so good at farming that villages began to arise all around his little farm on both sides of the river where he was. And then in God's wonderful mercy, he was offered a position of significance with a salary that was quite large, and he accepted that as the providence of God. He had lived through the testing of the lean times, and now God provided enough for his family and enough for his ministry and enough for translating the Word of God, which he eventually did into 11 languages. There's something wonderful about being in that position of utter dependence so you can see the faithful hand of God. Sometimes it's good for us to divest what we have, just to back up and get ourselves in a position where we're more dependent and can rejoice in the freedom of being unencumbered and knowing we've done what God wanted us to do with what He gave us, investing it in eternal things and having to wait to some degree on the hand of provision that comes from Him. Gentiles can't do that. Pagans can't do that. Verse 32, he says, you know, this is pagan activity to worry about these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows that you need them. It's just a matter of faith. Don't you trust in His knowledge? Do you think God knows what you need? Do you trust in His goodness?